If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, hope you had a great weekend. It wasn't New York like I was, but I managed to get out just in time. But more on that later on if anybody's interested. I want to open up with a gentleman who's been on this show with his past book and is someone who really is the personification of what American values are. And as you know, that means a constant fight with what's going on in the media and the administration and the new ideology that is blanketing the United States. Kind of scary. Joining us is Dan Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. He was in the Secret Service during the administrations of Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. He ran for the Senate in 2011 and finished second. He ran for Congress in 2014 and lost by one percentage point. For a conservative Republican, an amazing accomplishment, believe it or not. He hosts a top-ranked podcast at Conservative Review, one of my favorite websites, conservativereview.com. And he provides commentary and my condolences. I know what it's like, too, for CNN, MSNBC, NBC, and the now slanting to the left Fox. We need another network. His first book, Life Inside the Bubble, a New York Times bestseller. And as I finally conclude this lengthy introduction, his new book, The Fight, a Secret Service agent's inside account of security failings and the political machine. It's published by St. Martin's Press in hardcover. Dan, congratulations for your courageous efforts and welcome. Great to have you back.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Good to be back.
I want to ask you about that fine line of confidentiality. I mean, we all have our viewpoints. I thought it was kind of disgraceful, and I don't know how I'm starting off on this note, for an ex-Navy SEAL to come forward. I'm trying to think. I didn't know his name. I just can't. He's always on television talking about how he killed bin Laden. Are we not only seeing a collapse of our government, but a tremendous craving for attention and benefits from people who should not be providing? I don't think he should have been providing the information he's doing, because it's something that all members of the military, all members of the Navy SEALs and every other division should share. That's my opinion. I find it distasteful. And how does that pertain to what you can talk about and what you can't talk about?
Yeah, I was very limited I never ran the book by the Secret Service initially, the first book or the second book. But I didn't need to. There were no security procedures or anything like that discussed in the book. Matter of fact, in the first book, the only complaint I ever got on Amazon, I got a couple of bad reviews. Most of them were good. I think we're still 4.5 stars. But the only ones that were bad were people who were expecting some kind of like Kitty Kelly tell-all. And that wasn't the purpose of the first book or the second book. Matter of fact, I just got an interesting call the other day from a friend of a friend saying how there were people in the Secret Service who were very appreciative of the second book, because it dispels the myth that the Columbia debacle with the Secret Service and the White House fence were indicative of the entire body of work. I mean, the Secret Service does a very difficult job and does it very well. I mean, we have the most threatened man on earth for the last 7 years, Barack Obama, who, you know, hasn't had as much as a hangnail in office. I mean, clearly they're doing something right, and I make the case in one of the chapters in the book. I tell you how they do it without going into the detailed security thing, but the management style they use to make sure that nothing ever happens and how you could translate that into your business. And that's the chapter I've been getting the most positive feedback on in the new book. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because every day I think, how is Obama going to survive a lifetime? I mean, there are people who have been angry. I mean, I'm talking militias and snipers, people who are just too crazed. Here, the anti-sentiment against what Barack Obama has done in transforming this country into a third world nation, a socialist, whatever you want to say, the antithesis of what our Constitution is. Well, what's your feeling? Is somebody, you know, I know it's an unorthodox question on radio. Is somebody going to get to this guy?
Yeah, no, they won't, because the Secret Service does, and I kind of discussed this in the chapter, they do a mitigation plan for what I would call the Big Six. I got this from a guy named Nate, an agent named Nate, who was really, really good. I talk about him in the book, too, and he used to distill it down to the Big Six, right? A tactical assault, a medical emergency, a chemical biological attack, an IED, an airborne, something coming from the air, whether it's a chemical or a plane or something, and fire. Like, when you can develop an A to Z plan, not A to B, but an A to Z plan, like Zebra, for all of those Big Six, and you have mitigation plans for everything that could happen there.
24/7 for the next 30 years of his life?
24/7 for the next 30 years of his life, creating a 360-degree sphere of security up and below. You know, that's the kind of stuff the public doesn't hear about. You know, and I understand that. I mean, listen, I'm not apologizing at all. I don't in the book. Matter of fact, the first chapter is dedicated to the debacle with the White House fence and how that can never be allowed to happen again. But I explain to you why it happened. And I'm not apologizing for those mistakes with them. But when you realize what the Secret Service does every day, you know, frankly, just by pure probability and chance alone, it's amazing that 20 or 30 people haven't gotten closer to the president. Just by pure chance, how many people try? So clearly they're doing something right. And I think it's that Big Six thing, that A to Z plan. You know, this is a quick example, right? We would go out with the staff. And I remember specifically a trip where I was the lead advance in Indonesia for Barack Obama's trip over there. And I remember the staff constantly saying to me, oh, well, come on, that's not going to happen. Will you please stop? And I said, guys, listen, you don't get paid to think about it. You're staffers, okay? I appreciate what you do, but you don't get paid, and you're not going to get fired if what I said I think could happen happens. I'll get fired. If I say, listen, an alien's going to land on Barack Obama's limo and get him hurt because I think it's probable, it's not your job to tell me no. It's my job as a security operator here to plan for that contingency. Now, obviously, I'm exaggerating a bit on that one, but that was the kind of stuff that would happen all the time. The staff just never understood the detail that went into a Secret Service advance, and I kind of dig into it a little bit in the book to show you just how much stress is involved in doing an advance in the Secret Service. I mean, you could be fired or potentially jailed for something you did wrong in the Secret Service, depending on the degree of maliciousness involved.
Yeah, and I'm really glad you pointed that out. And I want to go on record, and I'm sure you can understand this. There are going to be people who will misinterpret the nature of my question and how I asked it. So let me go on the record for those naysayers. I do not want anything to happen to Barack Obama. I just want him to go away. I want to make that clear. All right. Now we delve into a lot of the scandals we've seen, of the drone crash at the White House, the sex scandal, all of these, whether you go to the State Department, the Secret Service, the CIA. Is this something? Now, I think you alluded to the fact about the great job they do when it goes unappreciated, because, you know, there's an old saying, if you don't see or hear me, you know the job is done right. Are we having a breakdown, a collapse, or is it just because of our new technology and our new monitoring that all this stuff is coming to the surface?
Yeah, I think it's more a highlighting in the press of one specific agency more than anything. Again, this is in no way, the mistakes were clear. I mean, there's no, the Columbia debacle, the fence jumper were abominations. I mean, these were horrible mistakes that need to be corrected. But I think the question, may be asking is this some kind of anomaly? And sadly, the answer is, I wish it were different. The answer is no. I mean, this kind of stuff has happened within government and the private sector for a long time. I mean, whatever it may be, sex scandals or failures to get the job done happen all the time. Now, why in the Secret Services can't be tolerated under any circumstances is the penalty for a failure is the potential death of the President of the United States, which is absolutely 100% unacceptable. That can't happen, ever. So that's why, you know, we really need to focus on this stuff and fixing it. But, no, it's not anomalous. It's a big organization. It's had some issues. I think, and one of the reasons I kind of dig into this too a bit in the book, and one of the reasons I think that it's been so public and some of the failures have been a little more dramatic than when I was there, is the transfer from the Department of Treasury with the Secret Service to the Department of Homeland Security was a mess. It never really worked right. And here's the reason. We were in the Department of Treasury. There was really no reason for the director of the Secret Service or the management staff to cozy up to the Treasury Secretary for some post-retirement job. I mean, what were you going to do? Were you going to be a derivatives trader or something later on? The missions didn't correspond, and there was something good about that. It kept a detachment. When the Department of Homeland Security took over, what wound up happening is agents at the managerial level at the top would start cozying up to Homeland Security staff. They would then open up a security consulting business later on together. So who you were really working for was always kind of in question. And
all right,
I want to
hold it there. I can't even believe a segment's gone by. This is so fascinating. For my frustration, we're never even going to scratch the surface, but we'll do our best after a break. Dan Bongino, one of the better guests, I don't want to insult anyone, who can come on this show. The name of the book is The Fight, A Secret Service Agent's Inside Account of Security Failings and the Political Machine. Go out and buy a copy, St. Martin's Press. This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we're back. The fight, a Secret Service agent's inside account of security failings in the political machine. That's the key here on my next question. St. Martin's Press. Dan Bongino, who served in the Secret Service during three presidential administrations. I had mentioned to you when you first came on here that I had an interview with Dinesh D'Souza on Friday, and he couldn't have put it to me more accurately than talking up in his book. The criminal organization similar to the mafia run by Obama, Hillary, and Bill Clinton. I mean, it's really scary. And I don't know how much you can comment about that. I'm not going to go into great depth. You don't have the time. But what's your accurate portrayal of it? How far can you go in terms of what you really know and feel?
Well, I always say if you didn't see it on the news, then I don't talk about it unless I saw
right.
something which was criminal, which I didn't. I'm always very clear on that. I mean, that's my obligation as a federal law enforcement officer first, as a former Secret Service agent to do so. But here's the deal. You know, President Obama came into office with two dangerous things here. Number one, he was a far leftist. Disregard what the so-called moderate Democrats will tell you. Oh, you know, Barack Obama is just he's just a centrist Democrat who's trying to get things done. No. Listen, that's almost laughable. Okay, believe me, I was there. We're talking about a far leftist. Number one. Secondly, we're talking about a man who had little to almost no government experience at all. And when I say government experience, I don't mean political experience. There's a difference. I mean experience within the government. He was never a Secret Service agent, an FBI agent. He wasn't in the military. He's not used to, and I talk about this in the book too, he wasn't used to the team. He doesn't get the concept that it's not about him, that it's about a team. He doesn't understand that. The man was a community organizer. So by combining far leftist ideology, which is not at all commensurate with our goals as a constitutional republic, with a guy who's never been in government and got to treat it like a shiny new toy when he got in there, you had a recipe and a witch's brew of danger here. And the examples, which I describe at length, are endless. I mean, I could have written the entire book on just scandals that have brewed in the Obama administration. And, I mean, things people don't even talk about. There were so many scandals that even serious scandals got brushed under the rug. I mean, everything from, the raid on Gibson guitars to Jamie Dimon.
Oh, right. I'm glad you brought that one up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, to Jamie Dimon and what happened over there with the bank. Jamie Dimon, a Democrat who spoke out against Obama, and all of a sudden the Department of Justice was suing the bank. You know, however you feel about banks, I mean, you agree with political targeting to just something that happened just recently.
Hello, Barack Bob Obama, Menendez. Go ahead.
Yeah, releasing releasing a known explosives terrorist expert bomb maker from Gitmo, who Bin Laden personally praised and was responsible for the design of the shoe bomb, Barack Obama lets him go. I mean, you wonder to yourself, how did Democrats look themselves in the mirror and support this guy? I mean, we as Republicans, we don't have this issue, right? Conservatives call out Republicans all the time. I work for a website, Conservative Review. We dedicate probably 80% of our time going after bad Republicans. We don't have that issue. How do the Democrats not look in the mirror and go, my God, is this what my party's become? A guy who's releasing a known terrorist to go back and kill Americans? What if that's your daughter? And you're not only that, but they proudly support this guy, Obama. I mean, he has been a disaster for this
country. I'm enraged. Up to 30% go back. His sympathies are quite obvious. People say, do you think he's a Muslim? And I'll say, I know where his sentiments lie. I can't tell you what his religion is. There's ample evidence that it is. But it doesn't matter, because don't ever let the facts stay in the way. And the facts are standing in the way about this Hillary Clinton email scandal, also part of this criminal machine. And here's my scenario, my take, that the Justice Department won't do anything because of the Obama administration. Any of the agencies, the State Department won't do anything. It comes down to the FBI and a decent guy, I think, James Comey. He has to move ahead with an indictment, and it doesn't matter, because if he does, you've got Loretta Lynch, who is a clone of Eric Holder's there. Bang, squashed. Nothing's going to happen. Agree?
You know, I tell you, this may be the one area we disagree here. I think I'm talking to a lot of people about this too. I think Mrs. Clinton is going to get indicted, and I'll tell you why. The evidence is so overwhelming.
Doesn't matter, but go ahead.
There's a history of doing this to people like Patricia. No, listen, I agree. We don't disagree that the Department of Justice doesn't have the blinders on anymore. You know, justice is not blind here. We both agree on that. But I think in this case, the evidence is going to be so devastating that they literally risk a near job stoppage by bureau agents, FBI agents who put this case together. I mean, it is going to be a political embarrassment of the highest order once people start to speak out about what went on behind the scenes in this case and how bad the evidence is and the fact that she wasn't prosecuted, yet David Petraeus was.
And he's still being harassed. He's going to be reduced to a three-star general and humiliated again for something
right.
He shouldn't have done. But this is 1,000 times worse.
Right. And listen, I don't disagree with the Petraeus prosecution. Well, but not prosecuting Mrs. Clinton, I think, would be a political disaster of the highest order, because people will start talking. And Jim Comey, I don't know the man personally. We may have run into each other a couple times in D.C. at the White House when I was there. But I can't see Comey standing for that. I just can't. I mean, the evidence, and I have a whole chapter on the Clinton email scandal.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter once it gets to Loretta Lynch.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, there are some things that defy the laws of politics, and I think this is one. I'm absolutely convinced that she's going to be indicted.
Prison time, Dan? I mean, I don't think so.
But what? There's going to be no way, if she's not indicted, to successfully prosecute a case of the breach of government security rules. There's not going to be any way to do it. Mrs. Clinton's case will be quoted forever by people who leaked information, people who went to the media. There's no way. I can't see it. I think she's finished. I really do. The evidence, and I write one thing in the book that's important. A source contacted me not very long ago, and with firsthand knowledge that server was hacked, and she knew it. I mean, that's a big deal, what I just told you.
Yeah, now we got to run the corner, Bernie Sanders. You couldn't make this stuff in a movie. When I saw Wag the Dog, I said it would never happen. This is worse. A take on today's political situation. We've only got about a minute to go, and I'm going to have you come back. I mean, I'd see Ted Cruz. You know, I'll settle for Trump because of my anger, my emotion, the visceral part. Ted Cruz, to me, is the only potential solution to where we are right now. Do you disagree?
You know, I like Cruz. I like Rand Paul a lot. You know, I'm an
like
ideas
Paul,
guy, you know, and I think their ideas are conservative. There's some of the ideas I think lean a little libertarian. I'm a liberty guy. But let's just be, you know, honest here. Any one of them. George Pataki would have been better.
I would have taken Jim Gilmore, anybody. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm not even, you know, I know you are, too. I'd take Jim Gilmore in a heartbeat over Hillary Clinton. Or
I mean, here I am. I didn't mean to start off getting this worked up. Now I'm angry. Dan Bongino, The Fight. Please come back and stay on when we go to a break, all right?
Yeah.
All right, this is Stu Taylor.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we return with an inspirational story. I love stories of family businesses and generations that have lasted, endured, and thrived. And it's those times don't really exist right now, so there may be a real sentimental aspect to our next guest in the book. The book is Undefeated, and it is co-written with Gene Beach and Dr. Dawn Steele. It's published by Author House. And it is available by going, you can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And joining us, as I said, is Gene Beach. And welcome. Congratulations. And great to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be able to tell this very interesting story of a wonderful family.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about it. How did you come to write the book? And what is your affiliation with Dr. Dawn Steele?
Well, several years ago, Don Steele was superintendent of schools in Saginaw, Michigan, and I had worked with an advertising agency in Saginaw, and Don heard about me, and they were trying to pass a millage at the time, so he wanted to get in touch with the public, and we started a magazine called IQ, the Illustrated Quarterly, which ran for several issues. The first one was a history of the Saginaw schools, and the second one was distinguished people who had attended Saginaw schools. And then years later, when Don was hired to work with the Shepherd family, he remembered me and asked if I'd be interested. And of course I was, because I'm very interested in Michigan history.
All right. I have certainly ties to Michigan and my family as well, but we'll let that go right now. And I want to address the topic of the book here. The thrust of the book is what? The endurances that it took for a business to survive amidst a society right now that is, hey, it's different. I mean, it's just you can't stop progress, right? Or if you want to call it progress. The Costco's, the Walmart's, they're everywhere driving small businesses out. And you know, you can't stop it. So how do you adjust it to survive? And now it may have been easier the first few decades or a couple of decades, first couple of generations, but it's more difficult today than ever.
It is, because things are changing so rapidly, especially in communications, as you well know. I think the most important thing is the relationship within the family itself. When passing it down to the generations, you have to have people who are knowledgeable and hardworking to be on hand to take over. And that Shepherds fortunately had.
Gene Beach joining us, co-author with Dr. Dan Steele, Undefeated is the book. Who is this book? Whom is this book intended? Is it for those people who are looking to keep their businesses surviving, their family businesses, or perhaps those who want to start one at a difficult time? But I want to say that every time is opportunistic if you've got a great plan.
Well, I think it definitely is for people who are interested in passing their business down, because it's a true story of how it can be done. But it's also interesting to the many, many people who are interested in northern Michigan, who have taken Shepler's Ferry across to Mackinac Island, who enjoyed the beauty of that area and want to know a little bit more of its history.
Gene, give us a little more of the thrust and meat or content of the story in terms of what the business was, how it survived 70 years, and what was some of this? This is kind of a long question. Some of the struggles that you had to deal with, or they had to deal with.
Well, actually, the story goes back several generations to Chris Shepler, the present president of the company, his great-grandfather, who was a fisherman, and the first boat in the Shepler fleet was just a simple little fishing boat, and they started out fishing. The first problem came when the lampreys came in. I don't know if you're familiar with lampreys, but they're an eel-like beast that attaches itself to fish and sucks the life out of them. And they just about destroyed the very, very profitable Michigan fishing business. That was one of the first things they went to. Chris's grandfather, Cap, who was a lakes captain, started out on some beautiful yachts out of Detroit as their captain. One of the yachts he worked on later became John F. Kennedy's very famous yacht. But he was impressed with the beauty and the durability and the wonderful way that these ships were kept up. And Cap went on to serve in the Merchant Marine during World War II. And then afterwards, they had a parking lot in Mackinac City. There were big railroad ferries that went across to the island and to St. Ignace, but the people had to have a place to park their cars. So they started doing that for 35 cents apiece. And Bill, Chris's father, grew up from the time he was a very young boy, parking cars or telling people how to park their cars. And then Cap got the idea of maybe having a very glamorous speedboat to cross the way to Mackinac Island. And he bought a used boat, refitted it completely. He really knew how to take care of a beautiful wood boat. And they started out when Bill was in college running the boat. Bill was one of the youngest lakes captains. And so they ran a charter service for several years, and then they decided to get into the ferry business. And that has survived and gone on for a great many years since then.
Is it still going on?
Oh, heavens, yes. They just launched last summer a $3 million beautiful new ferry called Miss Margie. And that goes with the rest of the fleet. Their fleet of ferry boats started out with kind of a disaster. Their boat, Mein Capitan, was really a very difficult boat to handle because it was not built right. The designer of the boat really didn't know what he was doing. And they had a great deal of trouble with that, but then they got a new boat called the Welcome, and that was really the beginning of the ferry fleet. Since then, they've added several boats. They're all named after boats that went through that area in the Revolutionary War time, and there's the Welcome and the Felicity, the Wyandotte, the Hope, and now the Margie.
What can people take away from this book? What kind of a message or messages would you and Don Steele like them to take away from this book?
I think that the main thing that impressed me was, if you're willing to work hard and to take a chance on your dreams, you can make them come true and pass it on to your, to the next generation, although it is kind of a hard deal with things changing as they are so often now.
Yeah, it's kind of a blend of keeping what worked. It's like a restaurant. You know, you got staples on the menu that everybody comes in for, but you have to keep changing. It works that way in every business, doesn't it?
I think it does, but I think, for instance, Scheffler's has now gone into online selling of tickets. When they started out selling tickets, they had a chair and a bunch of tickets, and Mrs. Scheffler, Bill's mother, and Cap's wife sat there and sold tickets. But now it's practically all done online. The equipment on the boat is very, very different.
All right, well, Gene Beach, I want to thank you so much.
Very sophisticated.
I love stories like this. Gene Beach, Don Steele, Dr. Don Steele. The book is Undefeated. It's published by Author House. Thanks for joining us.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm-hmm. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, we're back with truly a hero, a credit to the United States of America, and a credit as a human being, and that's Dinesh D'Souza. Stealing America, what my experience with criminal gangs taught me about Obama, Hillary, and the Democratic Party. It's published in a hardcover by Broadside. I'm asking everyone to buy this book. Read it, and you can come away with your own conclusions. You know, that last part that was played, that little promo from Alan West, is kind of a segue into where I was going to go with this. Here's somebody else who served with distinction in the military, and yet his career, quote, was tainted because he took action that if any liberal, any progressive took, they'd be hailed as a hero, Dinesh. And now we've got so many examples, and I put you at the top of the list. It's just beyond disgraceful. But Governor Bob McConnell, there's no doubt that there should have been consequences. His life has been ruined. Rick Perry and that indictment in Texas, maybe the conspiracy aspect in me is going too far, but I think that was a setup so he could have that on his record. Bob Menendez, a staunch far left wing with his position against Cuba and Iran. And then I want to get to Wayne Allen Root, whom I've interviewed many times here. And this is the part that concerns a lot of people because, you know, those audits, whether it's Ben Carson or Wayne Allen Root, funny how they turn up after a prayer at breakfast or after a book or you after one of the great documentaries ever. Is this something that you think is getting worse and worse and worse? Because I know when I, you know, we all talk, when I go into a public, I don't say very much.
You know, I think that this is something that, I mean, I continue to be indignant every time I hear these kinds of examples. I mean, to deploy, for example, the IRS against your political opponent, people who don't do that should be locked away for a long time. And it's when people commit crimes in the private sector, it's bad. But when people are using government authority to do this, I think that the law should be quite merciless. And so it would. Now, I fully recognize that the Obama Justice Department is not going to go after Hillary. It covers up for all kinds of its own malcreants. But it may well be that there needs to be a very important kind of accounting if the Republicans win office in 2016. That's the time to lift all the rocks and look under them and look at the way in which this administration has been going around and under and behind the law in order to feather its own nest and in order to prosecute its political critics.
Yeah, and you look at what's going on today with the potential indictment of Hillary Clinton. Once again, I'm not exonerating Petraeus, whose career has been ruined, reputation has been decimated, did something he shouldn't have done. Now he's going to probably be reduced to a three-star general. But let's look at Hillary Clinton. It's so incomprehensible. Over 1,300 classified, just for purposes of brevity, here, super secret information that she knew about. And here's the scenario as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to take it too far because this is your time. The Justice Department won't touch her. The State Department won't touch her. James Comey, whose principal is the head of the FBI, if he puts an indictment through, then you've got Eric Holder. It's actually Loretta Lynch posing as Eric Holder. And you know what's going to happen when that happens. It's going to be dismissed. At what point do the laws have absolutely no meaning in this country?
Well, I think that you can see with this case with Hillary, it's unfolding and it's beginning like an accordion to sort of take shape. So Hillary earlier was saying, I didn't send any classified emails on my private email, on my private server. Now she says, well, I did, but the emails weren't marked classified. So this is a kind of Clintonian distinction that she's undoubtedly learned, this art of parsing words from her husband, who is a master at this kind of obfuscation. But the obfuscation aside, I suspect that there's a much bigger story here because the Clintons have been enriching themselves through all kinds of foreign deals in Libya, in Haiti, in the Ukraine, minerals in Africa. So my guess is that there's a much vaster story here. And as this investigation unfolds, I would like to see not only what Hillary did, but also the motive for doing it.
Right. And the energy sale, of course, to Russia. I mean, I may offend some listeners, but I think the acts of Hillary treason and Barack Obama are nothing short of being treasonous. And I'm going to ask for your evaluation. And I found it just repulsive that Judge Berman, who never let up on you, you had to go in for psychotherapy. I mean, it's so incredible, and you really didn't have any choice. You had to do it. Psychiatrist, psychoanalyst, psychotherapist. Barack Obama, he knows what he's doing. Why? It's in your face. Everything he does is in your face. He doesn't even do it subtly. And you know what scares me? If he were running, he could win a third term.
Well, I think the thing that to me is deeply sad about Obama and the last 8 years is that we have a political system in which, you know, you run for president, you run against an opponent, but the American understanding is that once you're elected, you are supposed to be the president of all the people, including the people who voted against you. Not once in the last 8 years have I felt that my values, my interests, my welfare have been represented by Obama. In fact, every time Obama talks about enemies, about bad guys, I feel like he's talking not about ISIS, but about us, about Republicans, about conservatives. So this is a guy who ultimately looks at his political critics as enemies. He wants to get rid of them. And there's something deeply un-American about this kind of approach. And ultimately, it's only the American people who can call him to account. So if the American people are okay with it, then we're going to be living very shortly in a different country, and the Obama remaking of America will be complete.
I'm going to mention two statements for brevity here, and I'll let you respond. What difference does it make? And you didn't build that.
So those two statements are both revealing. I think in the first one, what difference does it make is Hillary reflecting her utter contempt for the process, for rule of law, for political accountability. I mean, isn't the country entitled to have some answers about why those guys in Benghazi got killed? Why no help was sent? What was Hillary really up to? Didn't the phone calls come into the State Department and the White House? Why weren't they received? So these are all legitimate questions.
I want to make a comment. Juan Williams has been a guest on my show. I understand what this is. Thirteen was a great movie. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. If you like fiction, I wish we could spend more time. Dinesh, come back.
Dinesh D'Souza, Stealing America. It has been an absolute pleasure. And stay on as we just go to a conclusion here. Thanks for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.